immediate one is my own constituency of East Derry, where Gregory Campbell would have had a secure seat and has gone. I think all of them are fascinating in many ways, and I think there's very few MPs today would feel terribly comfortable until the 12-week consultation period is over and they know better what exactly is happening. But it's a fundamental change, not just for Westminster, but remember, Donal, these will also influence very much the Assembly elections in 2021 and means a further reduction in the number of seats to the Assembly to 85. The other thing we need to look at is how these elections are conducted in the future. And my strong belief for many years has been that we should be using PR in the same way as it was used for the European elections, for the Assembly elections and for the local council elections. That would force candidates to go out looking for second preferences.
There has been a suggestion that has happened in the past. For instance, unionists in Foyle possibly lending, as it were, their vote to the SDLP, and conversely, in Fermanagh South Tyrone, SDLP voters perhaps lending their vote to Tom Elliott.
Well, of course, but tactical voting isn't a healthy thing, I don't think, where you're actually going out to keep somebody else from getting elected. PR is much healthier in that you have choices, and you go out actually to support the candidate of your choice, then transfer to the second one and so on. I think that would help to reduce the apartheid type of politics that we have in the North, the sectarianism, of course, which will no doubt influence the responses that political parties make to this particular consultation.